Good morning. Jesus said, "Tell them how much the Lord has done for you and what mercy he has shown you." Sorry, I find it's very emotional being here back with everyone. Pray with me. A prayer written by Walter Brueggemann. While we straggle to your house, we find you already here, ever-present God, totally prepared to restore and bless us. Help us to be truly present to receive your gifts of goodness and mercy. In the name of Jesus, your Son, our Lord. Amen. So, yeah, I didn't think I would react this way. It's so good to be here among treasured friends. I think of you often. I know that many people, loved friends and family, aren't here anymore as they have left this earthly realm. And it's sad not to hear their greetings and see their smiling faces. We are grateful to have known them and appreciate the marks that they've left on our lives. There's other people that have left. I mean, there is Caleb and Triana, although I think I saw them here. Oh, they're here. That's so nice. I'm excited to see all the grown-up faces. There's little ones that are not so little anymore. Henry and Tess are so mature, and they're wonderful. It's wonderful seeing them take part in the service. I hardly recognized Ricky the last time I was here. He's just so different. There are new people in the congregation, new to me, but already regulars with Calgary First Mennonite, and that's so nice to see. And of course, it's nice to see Pastor June Park here waiting to interact with all of us and leading us in this special journey that Christ has prepared for us and for June and his family. Some time ago, Lisa requested that I speak about Mennonite Church Alberta and how it relates to Calgary First Mennonite. It's a very timely topic as Mennonite Church Alberta is asking very similar questions and has been in touch with your executive recently. You'll hear from them. MCA is requesting a conversation with all of the conference churches to see how we can better relate to each other, what resources we can share, etc. Originally, Lisa suggested that I summarize the Alberta gathering in Lethbridge, but unfortunately I was ill and didn't go. But delegates from Calgary First Mennonite did. But I've used that theme of the gathering as my outline, storytelling, bridge to healing and hope, noted on the front of your bulletins, I believe. Bear with me as I loosely explain who MCA is. We'll start with our vision, and I think it's there. Our vision is to be a community of Anabaptist Mennonite congregations worshiping the one truly holy and loving God. Joined together in Jesus Christ, we are guided by the Holy Spirit and Scripture as we seek to grow as communities of grace, joy, and peace. Together we seek to embody Jesus Christ in the world. And then we have our three priorities. So first is witnessing to Jesus' healing and hope. The second one is building mutual relationships between congregations. And the third is calling, developing, and nurturing leaders. And I understand that we've had some of that happening here because Eugenie gave the service in the last couple of Sundays, so that's wonderful. Our founding verse and reminder as to why we are here is as follows. For we are what God has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life. There's pamphlets in the back. And it explains more about what Mennonite Church Alberta does, but it's just a summary. So how does all of this translate? All of you may relate to many projects that Mennonite Church Alberta, and Mennonite Church Canada, and Calgary First Mennonite do with us and we with them. There is involvement with First Mennonite Church members and I'll remind you of some of those. Karen Jans and Brianne Giesbrecht are members of the Mennonite Church Alberta Community Building Committee. They are the fabulous organizers of the Mennonite Church Alberta Annual Meeting next year to be held in Edmonton First Mennonite and other events. You may have read in your bulletin about the Taste of MCA to be held this fall, and you're all invited. You're invited to any of the MCA events. You'll love them all. Great people, great food. So you should come. Wayne and Austin provide their superb talents to manage MCA's finances, pay the employees, and give advice when necessary. When you donate to MCA, they will send you a receipt. Unlike our moderator, Keith Retzlaff, spelled with an E, Jen Ratzlaff, spelled with an A, serves on the camp committee. Some of you may have been at camp last week for the workday. We are also pleased to have Margot Ratzlaff serving her first term as on the Missions and Service Committee. So thank you, Margot. I still count myself as part of Calgary First Mennonite, and I serve on the MCC Executive as Vice Moderator. So Calgary First Mennonite plays a large role in Mennonite Church Alberta, and we are grateful for your talents, your input, and lively participation. Thank you. We journey together and participate in other endeavors also. Mennonite Church Alberta subsidizes the Canadian Mennonite, which all of you are receiving if you wish. And this is what it looks like this last time. If you've read it, it's quite interesting. It's about lists. Just a few of them. Weird thrift donations. The best pulpits. Resurrection practices. I haven't read that one yet. And the last list of Mennonite names. So there's lots for you to look at there. The communique comes out weekly, noting stories, updates, and events for all of you to access and be informed. This can be sent to you by email, and it is focused on our Alberta churches. Sign up for it under the website. You must read this past issue, as Austin is the main event. So thanks for sharing your story, Austin. I don't see Austin here, but he's probably here somewhere. Anyways, it's a lovely story about his story. Camp Valakwa is Mennonite Church Alberta also. Many of you have spent a week in the summer in the beautiful surroundings of camp, perhaps still have contacts with other campers that you shared a cabin with. Many of our church leaders have had their beginnings as Christ disciples because they spent time at Camp Valakwa. Our fellow worshipers have been baptized in the waters of the Little Red Deer River, which meanders through the camp, a very meaningful experience for them and a story. Mennonite Church Alberta provides student bursaries, which supports students furthering their education at Mennonite post-secondary institutions. Many students have accessed this path to help fund their studies. We have 9 other churches in our conference. Mennonite Church Alberta is coordinating all of us to get to know each other better. They're suggesting that we visit each other as a congregation, not just as pastor exchange. So Calgary First Mennonite, I saw, is paired with Spring Ridge Mennonite Church in just out of Pincher Creek. This is a great, great little church. Those Spring Ridge people are the salt of the earth. Their tiny 100-year-old church housing a small congregation is huge in their example for Christ. I could go on, but this gives you a snapshot of Mennonite Church Alberta. Hopefully, I've given you an idea as to how we relate to Calgary First Mennonite and how you relate to us. Ask me questions after the service if you wish. So this past March, the theme verse for Mennonite Church Alberta gathering in Lethbridge was, "Tell them how much the Lord has done for you and what mercy he has shown you." We all have stories to tell. This theme verse is at the end of the passage in Mark 5, and you've heard the prelude story read by Sarai. It's really quite a fascinating story. I'm not a biblical scholar or a theologian like most of this congregation is, I'm sure, but I'll pick out a few things that spoke to me in this passage. It's a passage that invites storytelling in our lives. So Jesus and his followers are in a boat on a lake. They come to the shore and step out of their boat, and a crazy man calls to them from the surrounding caves and hills. He was a man abnormally strong physically, it appears, as he was chained, but he could break through those chains. He was perhaps mentally persecuted and a desperate person. He knows Jesus, or about him, as he addresses him by name. Jesus notices his pain, and he asks his name. He replies, saying that his name is Legion, as there are so many spirits residing in his body. The spirits then beg Jesus to not send them away from the region, but to send them into a herd of pigs feeding nearby. And Jesus does. The spirits go into those pigs, and they run over a cliff and into the waters below and drown. And there were 2,000 pigs. I can't help but feel sorry for that pig farmer. What a loss. I know some pig farmers, and they would have been just really distressed. The story says that the herdsmen run to the city and to the countryside to tell them what happened, and the people come to see. They see the man who used to be demon-possessed sitting there, fully dressed and completely sane, and they are filled with awe. They are afraid. They ask Jesus to leave the area. The man possessed asked Jesus if he could come with him, but Jesus would not allow it. But he said to him, "Go home to your own fold and tell them what the Lord in his mercy has done for you." There are a few stories within this text. First, the disciples must be moved and astonished as to what Jesus could do. They had seen miracles before, but it would be hard for them not to notice the many times Jesus showed his love and helped people. They were no doubt very amazed again and again. Secondly, the pig farmer had a story to tell. It's possible that he lost most of his pigs. The herdsmen must have been very concerned as the pigs just jumped off the cliff. Like, were they sick or frightened? When does this happen? And again, I wonder about the pig farmer. A huge loss of income, a real change to his farming practices. Thirdly, the people living in the region would have been quite perplexed when this crazy man in their area became right in his mind. Those witnessing this miracle, this healing, would tell their families and even grandchildren in the future. It's really quite astounding to me. And then there was the man who was healed, a huge change. He was in his right mind. He wasn't so distressed. He wasn't so anxious. The last verse of this passage says, "The man went away and began to proclaim in the 10 cities all that Jesus had done for him, and everyone was amazed." It's a most exciting story. I would encourage all of you to reread this passage, as it's very, very interesting and very astonishing, at least to me. And there are many others, of course, in the Bible. We have stories just like this to tell. We're too shy, or we don't think they're that important, or even that spectacular, but they are. Many times we hear about how amazing a life is, but that's always at a person's funeral. It's a great thing to learn about their life, but how much more impactful would it have been had we heard it just a little earlier? A week ago, I listened to a speaker, Bonnie Maurer, a sister of a friend of mine, who had life issues with hives and itching, and nobody was able to help her permanently. Along with that itching, there were other serious issues that she contended with. And she frequented the ER. I believe she indicated she'd been in 31 hospitals over her lifetime. She suffered from 2 heart attacks, the second one in 2016. She was mentally discouraged, and a psychologist suggested that she journal, but it was not her. She started stick drawing, doing stick man, just to help her mind and to try and express herself. Soon she was drawing beautiful landscapes, animals, and portraits, something she had never done before. She had never had any instructions, never had doodled in her notebooks. She started to feel better and had a pacemaker put in, and now, 10 years later, she is doing quite well. Her art is quite amazing. She has won awards provincially and nationally. She knows that this gift has come from God, a miracle that she could not have drawn anything 10 years ago. She is modest and quite amazed at what God has done for her, and she is sharing her story with many. Often when I drive up to Calgary First Mennonite, I'm happy to see it, and I'm reminded of a story told to me. It was about a Christmas Eve service, candlelight service here at First Mennonite. And our family wasn't there that evening. I recall that a young girl was holding a candle in a Christmas play and her hair or outfit caught fire. John Clausen, a firefighter and a former member who has now passed away, noticed and sprinted to the front along with others to put out the flames. It could have been a very different Christmas Eve had he not acted. A simple story, but I think of it as I come down the street. I see this building standing here, and I'm sure everybody can expand on this story because I wasn't there. But I doubt that this was a coincidence, and the Lord showed mercy. I was at the MCC sale yesterday. It was the relief sale, and it was in Burkthall Mennonite. And I was really struck because Rudy and Betty's daughters, Sherry and Jenny, right, had learned from their mom how to make a cake, and I don't remember the name because it's very German and it's a very special cake. But it's a 3-layer cake filled with buttercream icing with a buttercream icing over top and some, it looks like candied almonds all the way around it. They did this in reference to their mom and to remember her. And that cake sold for, and I can't quite remember, I think it was $1,100 or $1,300. I don't know, Rudy, if you remember, but people love this cake. It was, I mean, it was a wonderful cake, and what a lovely tribute to their mom, and what a lovely story, and how God has blessed that family just by giving some assurances to them that people love them, and they want to remember Betty, too, so. Anyways, I know that Calgary First Mennonite and its people have many stories to tell. Please tell each other. Listen to others. Mark 5:19 implores us to tell them how much the Lord has done for you and what mercy he has shown you. So pray with me. The news is that God's wind is blowing. It may be a breeze that cools and comforts. It may be a gust that summons you to notice. And it may be a storm that blows you where you've never been before. Whatever the wind is in your life, pay attention to it. Amen. Thank you.